time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. We're right around the corner from the Helper Arts Festival coming up August 18th, running through the 21st. We talked earlier in the month about, you know, what to expect at the Arts Festival. We all know that it's going to be a lot of fun and vendor booths and food and things like that. The one great variable about the Arts Festival every year is the music. And programming the music this year is Kenny Driggs with West Coast Show Support. So I brought him in and we're going to talk all about, this is just going to be about the music that you're going to be hearing going on at Arts Festival. Kenny, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
It's always a good time to come in because we always get to talk about music when you come in.
It's all I like to talk about.
And that's fine. That's a great thing. We all love to talk about music. I do anyway. So let's talk about this. It's going to kick off on August 18th, and that's going to be kind of just the opening ceremony, so to speak, of the Arts Festival. That's Thursday night, about, you were saying, 6 o'clock?
Yeah, 6 p.m. is the gallery stroll, and we're going to have a nice stage set up on South Main Street around the corner of Depot. So from 6 to 8 p.m. we'll have Ricardo Romero's Latin Jazz Trio, and they are amazing.
And they'll kind of be right there on the street. And then later that evening, starting at 8 o'clock, you said you're going to have a couple of bands that are going to take over, or was it three bands that will take over the Rio?
We're going to have a show at 8 p.m. in the Rio, and we're going to feature three musicians in there. We have a trio out of Portland area called Rose Tan that I'm obsessed with. These guys are so much fun, real serious music makers. And we have some local talent we're going to showcase right after that. Bridges, who is probably one of the best vocalists I've met. She can do R&B, she can do hip-hop, she can do country, she can sing for kids. This girl is a serious player. And she's going to be playing with Devin Knight at the Rio, so you're going to have a full band backing them, and should be a great little expedition of musical tastes.
And and that's just the kickoff.
Yeah, that's Thursday night. We want to let everybody come out, stroll, see the galleries, and catch some really good music.
And get ready, because we talked about that before we came on. It's Thursday night. You won't have any vendors. You won't have the food courts or the food vendors or anything like that. That all comes on Friday. So, yeah, this is your one opportunity to just kind of walk Main Street, get to know the lay of the land, go and meet some people, and go out there and enjoy some great music, and just get ready for the weekend, because that's really... This is, I guess we'll call it the appetizer. How's that?
Yeah.
We'll call it the appetizer. And then on Friday, we kick off and we're in full steam.
Yeah, Friday we got a lot of stuff going on. The coolest thing is we've got 19 musical acts spread across the 3 days. We have 10 musicians that are local, either Helper or Price residents. And we're featuring a wide variety of styles and genres. And Friday, we're going to have a couple of things in the Rio during the day. Both Friday and Saturday, you can catch a performance at 2 p.m. and at 4 p.m. We're going to call those the, you know, beat the heat moments. Friday, we'll have Brian Stuckey and friends doing a Broadway review. Brian's a tenor, kind of popular in the Utah scene, amazing voice, and really talented musician. And then at 4 p.m., we will have one of my personal favorite exhibitions at the festival. The Quasi-Stellar Radio Show presents Walter Ergo, a rock opera. This is an amazing piece of music that was produced in Utah by a local artist from Springville. It's a solid 48-minute piece of music. We're going to have seven musicians, full live rock opera with a lot of theatrical support behind it, you know, full lighting, audio. It is a rock opera and a radio show combination. So, you know, the audio is going to be a special experience. The visuals, really, really cool.
All right. And then you were also saying that you're going to kind of have open mic in the lobby of the mm-hmm. Rio as well.
We have a couple spots where we want to have open mic available. The lobby of the Rio on Friday and Saturday evening, we'll have a small stage set up and some water, some refreshments in there. So there'll be open mic available there. And we also have the Depot Street stage, which is going to be our South Main Street outdoor stage that has some talent booked on it and also some 2-hour or 3-hour time slots for open mic, because as mentioned before, Helper has got amazing musicians, Price, Wellington. I know some girls out in Farron that could go to Broadway right now.
it's true. We've talked about that in the past, the amount of talent that's just right here in our little area. So yeah. Then Friday night, what are we going to see on the main stage Friday night?
So our stage at the Main Street Park in Helper will have the main stage and a B stage. We want to kick up about 5:30 on both nights, and we'll run till 11:30. And it's going to be seamless music. Our B stage will provide entertainment while we change over the main stage. So you can sit down at 6, grab a beer, and just roll with a ton of great entertainment. We have Cardinal Bloom, which is an amazing indie rock act out of the Provo area. Cardinal Bloom's awesome. So they're going to start us off. We got Scott Lippitt. Scott Lippitt is a solo act, and he's making a lot of waves online right now. His Instagram and TikTok activity is national, and he's a solo acoustic guitar looping artist, so you get to watch him build songs right in front of you. They are the catchiest tunes. I love Scott Lippitt. This guy's going to go places, and we were lucky to catch him.
Once again, you said we go until about 11:30 on Friday night?
Yeah, so there's two more acts. We'll have Three Hat Trio at 7:40. If you've never seen Three Hat Trio, it is three very, very skilled musicians. Hal Cannon is a Utah legend in the music scene, and those guys are going to take folk and experimental funk and just kind of the wildest things you've seen people do with strings, and it's a great act. Amazing. So Three Hat Trio's on at 7:40. We'll close the night with Jake and the Heist. Jake and the Heist is seven dudes in jumpsuits just letting it go, man. There's a sax up there, full band, keys, kit. And those guys are awesome. So we're going to get a good variety of music from Jake and the Heist.
And so then go home and relax, and then come back because you're going to start up again on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, if you missed what was going on in the Rio at 2 and 4 p.m., we're going to do it again. At 2 p.m., we'll do the rock opera on Saturday. And I'm telling you, that thing is going to sell out. And all these shows are free, so it's just first come, first serve. 2 p.m., we got Walter Ergo. Then at 4, we'll do Brian Stuckey and Friends. Then things will kick up again at the main stage over at the park at 6 p.m. with Lee Refugee. Lee Refugee is an amazing, serious rock and roll act. I mean, these kids, they got to be like, I don't know, mid-20s, and I think they were born in 1970 because the stuff they're making is crazy good and timeless, like Zeppelin vibes. Brother Chunky will be playing over at the park. He's an amazing solo dude out of Spanish Fork, and he's actually played the Arts Fest probably about 5-6 years ago, he said, and I really enjoy it. He does a lot of blues, country, rock. Let's see, who else we got on Saturday? The Laszlo Brothers are going to be playing down at the Depot Street stage, and that's a local, real good bluegrass and folk act. These guys definitely know their instruments, and they're a ton of fun to watch. We'll have Caden and Summer Bell around 7:40 back at the Main Street Park. Four-piece country act, really, really talented. They also sometimes do like these really cool pop covers in their own country interpretations, and I'm going to ask them for some of those because, man, I had fun last time I got to see that. We're going to have Rose Tan from Portland down at the Depot Street stage at 9. And then 9:30 p.m. at the main stage, we'll have Grizzly Goat. Grizzly Goat is a folk rock hybrid situation that never fails to impress.
So it sounds like a very wide range of music, music tastes. Everybody should go and have a good time. Yeah. Give it a chance. If you think you don't like something, you never know what you're going to like.
Yeah, and if you're not digging it, go to another stage.
Yeah, because we've got plenty of them.
We're going to have other stuff going on, and like our Depot Street stage, that's the South Main Street stage. We're going to have a lot of open mic time on that one, as well as some potential bookings from local acts that we're trying to tie up loose ends with. So there might be some stuff down there. There is for sure at 9:45 p.m. on Saturday night, the Depot Street stage will be closed down by The Click. And The Click, I don't know if you've seen these guys play, but that's Steve Adams in Helper. He's an artist there on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
He's been playing with these guys for a long time.
Yeah, he's about 20 years or more.
I think more.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve.
That's all right. Great things going on, great music, great everything going to go on, starting once again on August 18th, running through the 21st up there in Helper.
We got more on Sunday.
At the Helper Arts Festival. Let's hurry and get those out of the way.
Yeah, at noon we'll have Darling and Debonair in the park, and then Backyard Revival, big, awesome bluegrass folk act at 1 p.m.
And that's just to kind of calm everybody down. Yeah. All right, once again, Kenny Driggs with West Coast Show Support. Thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for taking care of lining up all this great music that we're going to go and enjoy for the Arts Festival. Once again, if you're looking for this lineup, it's on the Facebook page. They even have a website for the Arts Festival. Just check everything out and just get ready to have some fun. That's all I can tell you. Kenny Driggs, West Coast Show Support, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.